The third stage is aware of the whole breath body from the beginning, middle, and the end. This may be very confusing. Yeah? If for beginners, how to be aware of the beginning, middle, and the end without following the breath go to the head or down to the abdomen? You remain, pay attention under the nostril and breathe in. The in-breath has beginning, has the middle and the end. Although the end, the middle may stop here, or the end will stop at the top of the head. But your attention remains under the nostril. Your attention does not follow up to the head or down to the abdomen. If you can pay a close attention from the beginning, middle, and the end of the breath, then your mind has no chance to slip off, because you have to follow very closely beginning, middle, and the end of the breath. Sometimes it's there's pause. When there's pause, you know there's pause. Then breathe out. When there's pause, you know there's pause. So if you follow very closely from the beginning, middle, and the end of the in-breath, and the beginning, middle, of the, and the end of the out-breath, your mind has no chance to go out. When the mind has not wandering here and there, then your mindfulness develops firmly and your concentration is established. But sometimes the second stage and the third stage can be combined together. When you're aware of long breath and short breath, at the same time you feel that you also aware the whole breath, beginning, middle, and end. So sometimes the second stage and the third stage can be combined together. When your concentration is not good and you try to aware of the whole breath from the beginning and the middle and the end, you may end up with tension on your head. So when your mind is so restless, it's not concentrated, don't try the third stage. Only you feel that your mind starts to calm down, then only you try the third stage. When your mind is restless, you try to aware of beginning, middle, and end, you will not achieve the goal. So please be mindful of this point. Okay. Some people may report that when I aware of my breath, at the same time, I also aware of my thinking. It seems that two objects together. Now when I'm breathing in, breathing out, aware of the in-breath and sub-breath, I also aware this thought. Do we have this experience? Yes? Okay. So this shows that the concentration is not deep. The concentration sometimes on the breath, sometimes goes to the thought, but very fast. So you are unable to distinguish. In fact, there are two thought processes. One thought process on the breath, another thought process on the thought, thinking mind. But it becomes so fast, because it comes and goes so fast. You are mindful on the breath, at the same time, you also know the thought is functioning. This shows that your concentration is not deep. Okay, anyway, if you keep on trying, then your concentration will become deeper and you are not aware of any thought. So when you come to the third stage, the whole breath body from the beginning, middle, and the end, sometimes the breath will become very, very subtle. Sometimes even you want to try the beginning, middle, and end, no, you can't, because it becomes very subtle. So at this point, don't try beginning, middle, and end. Just know it's subtle breath. Just pay attention to the subtle breath. And at this stage, the nimitta may occur. Nimitta. What is nimitta? Nimitta means the sign of concentration. Why is called a sign of concentration? Because it is produced by concentration. So first, when the mind is well concentrated on the breath, somebody may see the light. In the beginning, for most people, the light will not come from the nostril here. The light comes from a different direction, far away from the nostril. Maybe from in front, behind, or surrounding of your body. This is not the sign of concentration. This is only light. Light and sign of concentration is two different things. Just like sun and sunlight is two different things. But the light appear around the body, although it's not sign of concentration, but it's still a good sign. Why? It tells you that your concentration is good. Only then the light will come. Although it's not a sign of concentration, but it's still a good sign. So when the light comes, for those who have not experienced, you may think, oh, this is my imagination. No, not true. No? For those who have never heard about the light, he may think, oh, this is my imagination, but not true. It's good he think like that. If he think like that, then he will not pay attention to the light. But he think, oh, the light come, he becomes so excited and look at the light disappear too. So if he think, oh, it's imagination, so he doesn't care about the light, then it's good for him. Okay? So, anyway, when you develop good concentration, the light comes. When it comes, it only comes few seconds only. Maybe 1, 3, 4, 5 seconds disappear. That's why you think it's imagination. Why it come, it goes away so fast. You may think it's imagination. But if you keep on concentrating on your breath, it comes back again. Second time it comes back again. And this time it lasts a little bit longer. And you begin to it become very curious. Why not I open my eye and see? So you may open your eye and see whether it's real or unreal. And once you open the eye, then your concentration on the breath breaks. Then the light say goodbye to you. So don't open your eye. We mean concentrate on the breath. Your concentration on the breath is continuously, then this light will come back again and again. And every time it comes back, it lasts a little bit longer. Okay. And some people, when they reach this, the third stage, the beginning, middle, and the end, the light may not happen, may not occur. Then you go to the fourth stage.